to come and stall it.
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher. I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Test. 1, 2, 3. The train is going at 23 kilometres an hour and the destination is 56 kilometres away. How long will it take the train to arrive at its destination? If there's 10 people on the train and each person weighs 100 kilos and each kilo slows the train down by 1%.
We doing a bonus then?
That was a test. He's asked for a test.
Did you just make that up there?
I just made it up.
How many people?
One hour, 40 minutes.
Yeah, how'd you know?
I calculated it all.
Deadly,
I got it. Like,
well done.
That was an easy one.
It's a good one, though.
It's not fair. You give him all the easy ones.
Okay.
Come here. Listen, before we get started, I'd like to apologise for not having an episode last week.
This week.
But there's going to be a bonus. This one is going out.
Yeah.
You'll hear this one.
3 days late, but it's
a bit of something, isn't it?
Better late than never.
First one we ever missed.
Yeah. Jeez. Ah, come on now. In 4 years. It's good going now.
That's good going. That is good going. Like one day, one episode.
We've missed episodes before.
Really?
Yeah.
Like around Christmas or something?
No.
I think you're lying.
Maybe the LA trip. Maybe the LA time.
Will I read out some messages that I got?
Yeah, please.
God.
So someone said, ah, for fuck's sake, Darren, I'm Jesus fuming I am.
Sorry.
Another one, fuck's sake, bro. We blame Owen.
Oh,
fuck's sake, Darren. Get that up or I'll borst you. Joe fucking things up again. Sacked. Someone goes, what? We're guaranteed tax, debt and stall it. Left me homework at home, miss. Cheers, Darren. Fucking cheers. What am I going to tell the kids? Anyways, stall it, fella. You deserve a week off, even if it's Joe's fault. Yes, we're blaming Joe and anyways. Someone said, Muppets. unacceptable that, really, Darren. Love you. Fuck that Joe fella.
Jesus Christ.
See, if you had done the decent thing and put up your own message letting people know, then you might have got some more support rather than, this is his base.
Ah, I don't need that support. I get enough of it in the listener questions.
Unacceptable, XOXO. It's Raymond's fault.
Yeah, fucking Raymond.
It was Raymond. The MK Ultra lads finally got to you. It's all Joe's fault. I feel real sick. Sound, dogs crying, Nan's crying, weekend ruined, for fuck's sake. You forgot to press record, didn't you? Fuck's sake, Darren, tell Joe to get the finger out. Not good enough. No, they're not good enough. Someone said, you fucking idiot, yup, Wes Brown.
Ball to the face.
That's all.
We were really held to account there.
But
we're here now.
15 of them or something.
15 very annoyed people would do damage to you. Damage.
I'd say they'd break your windows.
Imagine they were in person. What they'd say to you then?
It's a bit of a sin, isn't it?
Did you respond to any of them?
Yeah. All of them, I just said, sorry about that.
It was Joe's fault.
I said, sorry about that, it was Joe.
Fucking Joe.
Wasn't even Joe's fault this time.
Whose was it?
You were a big Hollywood superstar off filming.
Oh, well, maybe it was Joe's fault.
No, he was filming last week.
It was everyone's fault a little bit.
It was a slightly more Joe's fault. Everyone's filming and Hollywood's filming for blinds companies.
The fucking curtains. Hope you got a nice pair of Venetians for it. Luke, I hope it was worth it.
It was fucking worth it. It was. Sorry about that, everyone. But I need new blinds.
Luke from Mahini says he'd like to inquire about why the bonus episode is late. He said it's highly inconvenient for him and his commute to work, and the only accepting conditions for him would be if Joe had a significant update with his dinosaur, if Darren was setting up some kind of darts special to atone for his sins of missing episode 180 or some other worthwhile shenanigans. Nothing that exciting, sadly.
Well, I have an update on the dinosaur, if that's...
Yeah, we'll keep that for the main episode.
Okay, okay.
So listen to the main if you want to hear an update on the dinosaur.
Mm, yeah. And a lot of people do.
They do?
Yeah.
People were messaging me, asking me for updates, and I said, look, I don't know. Then they just said, fuck Joe. It's like, all right, whatever, like, I don't know about the dinosaur or whatever. Yeah, so any question to follow that, or was it just more statement?
That was it. He was just looking for an answer, an explanation.
I hope he took the day off work. I mean, I know it was inconvenient for a lot of people.
As you don't have the podcast, you don't do the commute.
Yeah, you can't do a commute without the Stala podcast.
It's like the Super Bowl for some people. Once a week, they get a little mini Super Bowl.
Yeah.
When they miss the Super Bowl, shit hits the fan big time. Sure, it is what it is, you know.
Jesus, it's where the world fucking ended. We missed a bleeding
that's already,
episode.
That's
of
sorry, like.
Sorry,
what
man.
Do you want me to do, like? I'm not saying any more about it.
I'm also sorry. From Jake, he did a picture for us, a drawing of Captain Dublin and the Incredible Hulk. Yeah. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously a good while back.
Pretty funny.
He's only just added to that now by telling us that his uncle ran a small Irish wrestling promotion many moons ago and their main man's stage name was actually Captain Dublin.
Wow.
So you ripped that off, did you?
No, I think,
wow.
I think that he's making that up.
I don't know.
And he just wants to take the trademark on it.
If anyone else has more information on that.
Was it like a Captain America styled Captain Dublin? Or was it just like Captain Dublin with a cape or something?
I mean, does he fight eagles?
Don't think so.
I don't think so.
Fights heels.
Does he bat at people on the top of the 17A?
For playing tunes on the phone? Don't think so.
Probably not.
Jake also wants to know if you had to pick one of the following to only have forever, would you pick crisps, chocolate or fizzy drinks?
Oh, crisps.
Oh, all day, crisps, yeah. Couldn't live without crisps.
You have water. Just have a my waddy or something.
Yeah.
You're only giving up juice.
You're only giving up to the ones.
Kia Ora. Go down to Kia Ora Park.
Is that a park?
Yeah, in Wexford.
Is it branded Kia Ora like that?
Kia Ora Park.
That's little.
You want to go down, man. Bleeding deadly.
Do a little vlog.
Kia Ora Park.
Tig says, yeah. Stalled FM is probably the best thing to happen to Stalled after the Manson deep dive. One of the funniest things, the two lads are very good at improvising, but I'll tell you one thing. It's mad, like, Tig hasn't even put a full stop in here, but he's moved from huge praise for you, Joe, into a very cutting critique. He says, I'll tell you one thing. Joe needs to be taken down a peg or two with his opinions. He'll lose a listener or two every episode the way he carries on.
What's the opinions?
He doesn't specify. I don't think he needs to specify, does he?
You need to
specify. I do forget them.
Your record speaks for itself.
The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
Better man.
Watch the...
It's all right, innit?
Unreal, I thought.
Unreal?
Class, like.
I thought it was okay. There was no need for him to be a bleeding monkey, though.
Ah, there was.
Ah, there's no need for that. It was indulgent and distracting.
I'd have more connection with the monkey than I would if it was an actor playing him.
No, I was completely disconnected.
Are you?
Yeah, I was just like, oh, it's a fucking monkey. Like, why is that a monkey?
I fucking loved it.
Right, question from Ushin. If you were doing a live show, which would you choose? Having frosted tips or have to wear very obvious fake tan?
Frosted tips.
I done the very obvious fake tan on an interview that we done on Ireland AM. If any keen-eyed watchers out there, like we were in the makeup studio beforehand.
So orange, like looking back at it.
I said to the makeup artist, just put loads of fucking, what is that, foundation? I said, put loads of foundation on me, like an unnecessary amount. And if you look at the video, nothing was said about it. It just slid by everyone. Even though it's very obvious that I'm wearing...
There wasn't even a comment about it.
Cause nothing.
The clips went up like, and there was no comment about like how orange he was. I was so visible.
It's
and I had blonde tips.
And nothing was said.
Nothing was said.
You could bring back the frosted tips.
I might do it.
Really?
I had them for my confirmation, I think.
It's cool,
my auntie done them. She put a bag on my head and then like pulled them out little holes and then just like brushed them with some Dulux Whopper.
Some Tippex. I think if you'd done a live show with fake tan on, you'd kind of see it on the tip of your nose and it would throw you off. But if you had frosted tips, you'd forget about it.
You'd see it the corner of your eyes, like.
Yeah, you know when you have like a little something on your nose and you're like, oh, I can
like
fucking see that.
A little snot. You see the little bit there hanging off, you're like.
So I'd have to go with frosted tips now.
I wouldn't mind it. Someone has to bring it back. Imagine doing that. I used to spike my hair. For like most of my childhood, my hair was spiked. And like, when you spike it that much, it just stays like that. Like if you tried to spike your hair now, it would just go back, like. Do you know what I mean? There wouldn't be like individual spikes. But back then, it was very spiky, like.
It must have been short. Your hair must have been short, like, to kind of get the spikeness.
I think it was kind of longish, like. They were long spikes. Blonde tips.
A lot of effort. Did you twist them?
Dragon Ball Z character.
Did you twist them?
Goku.
What? Did you twist?
No, it's just like, I think when you just did it so many times, your hair just stayed like that, you know that way? That when you put the grill cream into it, not that jelly one.
Yeah.
You put it through, it just like, the spikes just go back to the way it was, like little Dragon Ball Z head in you, going around thinking you're Goku.
Like an anime fan in Korea.
Mm. Dressing up and all, going to Comic Con.
Question from Breed.
Breed?
Breed.
That's a cool name.
Breed. Breed.
Breed, like Breedy, yeah.
B-R-I-D.
Breed.
B-R-I-D.
B-R-I-D. Father D.
Breed. That's a cool name. I like that name.
Do you?
Kind of an old-fashioned name, isn't it?
Cool.
Anyway, would Darren accept having to get a lift from Joe on Joe's scooter to get anywhere further than the end of his road for an entire year if he would be rewarded with a 1 in 3 chance of winning an Oscar after that year was done? And Joe would not have to be on call outside wherever Darren is. Every time Darren wants to go somewhere, he would have to call Joe and ask him for a lift for a whole year.
I don't think I probably wouldn't win the Oscar.
1 in 3 chance.
I'd be nominated. That's the nomination then, yeah?
No, it just says 1 in 3 to win.
So you'd be nominated?
I don't think.
Yeah.
There's no mention of nomination.
Nominees in a category, is that something like that?
Yeah, but that, I think.
Is it like the Breed process before you're nominated? Like,
no, this is complete fantasy.
Yeah, no, but like,
it's not a real proposition.
I like that. Assess these things correctly.
Breed is a member of the Academy.
Yeah.
Well, lucky you picked that, Daz, because you're up against the boys now.
Let's say there's 1st of January, you've done your time with Joe. And
I've went there,
like at the cup draw, there's 3 balls in a pot, and if you pick out the one that says Oscar, that's it. And following that, it's announced that you're nominated, and you do the whole circuit, the junkets, the press tour, and then you win the Oscar.
No,
for 1 in 3.
No,
think of how much money you could command for every job after you win an Oscar.
500.
500 quid.
I'd do loads of them for 500 quid.
Cash in hand.
Cash in hand.
Okay. Hard no.
Not hard now, but just now.
It's only a scoot, man.
I'm afraid of them.
It's only a little scoot around
town. You'll probably be busy.
You don't go that many places, in fairness.
Fucking right I do.
Show up to the gossie on the back of my scooter.
With the little beep and all.
You might get to enjoy it.
It's fun.
You wrap your arms around the waist.
What if I just took a lend of it? He dropped it over.
No, that's not what it said.
Would you be available for that the whole time, though?
I'd be on call. The message says I'm on call.
No, it says you're not on call.
Oh, I'm not
on call. Wouldn't have to be on call. Well, on call outside wherever Darren is. So I think you would be under some obligation here, but if you're busy...
I'd have to come from wherever.
Or if you're asleep and the phone is on do not disturb.
Yeah, I'll probably just leave it then. If he had to be there, like if that was in the clause, I'd probably do it. Like, but the fact that he might be busy, or he's got children, you know, and a wife, so...
And a dinosaur.
He's a dinosaur as well to look after, so... I'd be fucking nowhere to go. Won't be able to get from A to B.
If it was reversed, would you take the offer?
Yeah...
One hard year to get 1 in 3.
And you have no other way of getting anywhere. That's your only form of transport. So if I wasn't around, like...
Not even walk?
You could walk.
Can't walk.
How could you take
that? Yeah, I couldn't take that.
If it's an emergency, I suppose, you can walk.
If you have to go to fucking Cork or something?
I guess you're hoping Joe can bring...
Yeah. I'm not going to bring you to Cork. Like, I only get fucking 34 miles out of that scooter, man. I'm not bringing you to Cork on it.
You have to stop at every service station and get the plug out.
Plug it in at Obama Plaza.
If you want the Oscar, you have to go to Cork. And you're like, well, the scooter doesn't go that far.
I suppose at the heart of this question is, how much would an Oscar be worth to you?
Not much.
Okay. Is there anything that you would... Champions League, scoring the winning goal in the Champions League final?
It doesn't thrill me.
Okay. What does thrill you? What might make that worth it for you?
A lifetime supply of cigarettes.
Packing or Ronaldo.
So money.
A one of one Messi or Ronaldo. Or Yamal.
Because of how much it's worth?
Just the excitement of it. That's what gets me.
Just skip the step and say 10 million quid.
Yeah, fucking couple of million, like.
You'd make more than that if you won an Oscar.
No, you wouldn't.
Ah, you would.
Would you?
Oscar winner.
In the next film.
Going in the next film, yeah.
No, just take the 10 million.
You said 2.
You said 10.
Yeah, and then you said, yeah, just give
a couple of million.
Yeah.
You could get more than 10 million.
But like, a couple can be 10.
No, can.
Can.
No. Can a couple be 10?
No, 2.
No, a couple is like as many as you want. It's more than one.
The definition of a couple is 2.
Yeah, but you can say, give us a couple of euro.
So if you went up to the bar,
here's a couple of quid for you.
Give us a couple of
pints. You're not giving someone 2 quid, like, huh?
Give us a couple of pints.
Give us a couple of pints there. He's going to say, how many?
Is he going to go back with 10?
He's not going to give you 2. He's going to say, how many do you want?
You just say a couple.
A couple. Yeah. And he's like, how many? And I'm like, 10. And he's like, well, that's not a couple.
Exactly.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
If you said, like, Ronaldo banged in a couple of goals over the weekend.
I'd say,
How many?
Yeah, four.
Say a couple. Two.
A couple more than two.
If you said, yeah, me and Amy are a couple, would you be implying that you're in a polygamous relationship?
No, I'll just say we're a couple, as in, like, there's two of us in on it. We're an item.
But there can be more of you and still be a couple.
If you want.
We're all a couple.
Yeah. A couple of pairs. Give us a couple of points there. How many do you want? 10. No bother.
A few. And more than two is a few.
If you said, give us a couple of euro, would you just give them two?
Yeah.
Or I'd give them a tenner.
And it'd have to be two separate 1 euros.
Yeah. No, I'd have to give them a tenner. Sorry.
A couple is 10 to you.
And over one.
Joe, is there anything that would make this offer worthwhile for you?
A guaranteed Oscar would be... Or a 1 and 2. I'd take a 1 and 2 shot.
Mm.
A 50-50.
A coin flip.
Yeah. Roll the dice on that.
Mm. Yeah, roll that. Beast Games coin. Little.
Clap.
10 million he gave away. Mad bastard.
A couple of million.
gave away a couple of million. Again. The mad bastard. The big bad mad billionaire.
The big beastie boy.
400 million subscribers.
And he's like a depersonalised robot of a shell of a man.
He's the Elon Musk of YouTube.
Yes. Yeah. Right. Vacant expression in his eyes. Dead expression in his
eyes. Maybe not the same morals, but that aura.
I'd say definitely.
Okay. We'll get back to Beast Games in the next episode.
Well, the next episode will be a bonus as well.
Brilliant. Let's talk about it then. Mm-hmm. Any more questions?
No.
See you later.
Ooh, had a couple.
Did we have 10?
No.